Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We glorify you, Lord. We lift you up, God. We just thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. We bless you, Jesus. God, you are so worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the honor. You're worthy of all the glory, God. And we just bless you, Lord. We exalt you, God, above everything. Hallelujah. Oh, God, our hearts are open, Father God. And we want to receive, Lord God, from you. We want to hear from you, Father God. Oh, God, we want you, Father God, to enter in, into this place, enter into our hearts, enter into our minds, God. Enter in, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, Lord God. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything that you continue to do in our lives. God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. God, we just thank you, Lord God, because you've been so good to us. And we appreciate you. We just thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our hearts pour out thanksgiving unto you, God, because there is no one like you in all the earth. There is no one that can do what you do. There is no one that can guide us like you. God, there's no one that you can love us like you do, God. And we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you for hearing our cries. We thank you for seeing our tears. We thank you for hearing the moans and the groans. We thank you for hearing our shouts, God. We just thank you for even hearing our hearts that cry out, Lord God. When there's nothing to say, God, we in that hard place, we in that rough place, and we have no words to say, God, you are there, and you comfort us, and you bring your love. Somehow, Father God, you get in, Father God, and you stir up some things, and you make the heart change, and you cause us to turn, and you cause us to line up, and you cause us to remember who you are. You cause us to remember who we are. And God, we just thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for the cleansing that's taking place. We thank you for the restoration that's taking place. God, thank you for being so faithful. God, thank you for keeping your promises. God, thank you. God, you do these things, Lord God, in spite of us, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we honor you, God, and we give you glory. We give you praise, God, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we cast all our cares upon you. Every concern, anything and everything, God, that is on our heart, in our mind. God, things have been talked about. Things have been said. Things have been done. Father God, we lay it at your feet right now. God, any concerns, any regrets, any mess ups, Lord God, we lay it at your feet right now. God, because we are seeking your righteousness, Father God. And we know it's that when we seek your righteousness, Lord God. Father God, we can be healed. We can be made whole. Things can be restored. Things can be made new, Father God. And we just thank you, God, as we renew your mind with your word. Father God, remember, Father God, your testimonies, your precepts, your laws, your commandments, your instructions. Father God, we just thank you for the help that you give us each and every day. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the encouragement you give us, the hope that you give us. Father God, even when, Father God, things don't look right, God, we can turn to you. We can shut it down, Father God, and simply take our eyes on you and know, Father God, that you are God, that you are Almighty God, you are all powerful God, you're all knowing God, you know everything that we need, you know everything that's going on, and Father God, you know how to deliver, you know how to make us free, you know how to make us whole. Oh God, and all we got to do is wait on you, trust you, believe your word, Lord God, and lean on you and not lean to our own understanding. Father God, we just bless you on today, and we thank you, God, and we ask God that you forgive us, Lord God, of our trespasses, forgive us of the iniquities, forgive us of the secret sins, Forgive us for carrying those grudges. Forgive us for not being forgiven. Forgive us for judging. Forgive us for pointing a finger. Forgive us for gossiping. God, forgive us, Lord, for carrying that jealousy and that envy. Forgive us for hoarding. Forgive us for pride and haughtiness. Father God, forgive us for rebellion and witchcraft. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, of these things, Lord. God, that we keep practicing, Lord. God, I ask that you uproot them, Father God. God, I ask that you have mercy, Lord God. Oh, God, every day, Father God, we know we get new verses, but God, I'm crying out for even the more because we need your help, God. We can't do it on our own. Sometimes we can't even recognize our own foolishness, and we need your help, Father God, to enlighten us, to open up our minds, Father God, that we can receive it all, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can hear your spirit, that we can hear what you're saying, that we won't put you out, Father God, but we will allow you in the name of Jesus, that we will open up to your spirit that is speaking, and you're speaking loudly, Jesus. Help us, Lord, not to deny your power and the glory and what you want to do. You want to love. You want to have communion. You want to fellowship. You want to walk with us daily. God, help us, Lord. God, help us, Lord, that we don't walk in self-righteousness thinking that we know it all. God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, to turn from our evil ways. Turn from what we thought we knew. Turn from old teaching. Turn from religious ideas and ideologies. Or God, help us, Lord. Help us, Father God, to seek first your kingdom. Help us, God, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. And leave the past in the past and not bring it into the future and not allow it to engulf us up, Lord God, and get us trapped and ensnared all over again. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, help us, God. Oh, God, not to compromise our salvation because we're seeking love in all the wrong places. We're seeking gratification. We're seeking this and that, Father God, and none of it can suffice us. None of it can please us. None of it can satisfy us, but only you, Lord. Only you can satisfy us, God. And let us, Father God, release, Lord God, any and everything we did, Father God, that caused us to go after this and caused us to sleep around or caused us to give ourselves up or caused us to compromise. God, help us to forgive ourselves, Lord God, because you have already forgiven us. And we don't have to lie in the dirt. We don't have to be in the pig pen. We don't have to allow those spirits to control us. But we can use the self-control and the power that you've already given us to tread upon the serpents and the scorpions and even cast down those vain imaginations that we even conjure up in our own selves. God, help us, Lord. God, we ask for your help, God, to forgive, Lord God. Give us hearts of absolutions. God, help us, Lord, not to hold that stuff in because a relationship didn't work out or because our mama left us or our daddy left us. God, help us, Lord, to understand, God, that you were always there and that you kept us and that you were there to get us to the point that we're at right now. You've been our supplier. You've been our healer. You've been our comforter. You've been our mother. You've been our father. You have been everything we needed. When we look back, we can see how you made things right. You put us back in place. You helped us, Lord. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord. God, we ask, Lord, help us, God, not to judge one another, but to intercede for one another, to love one another. Oh, God, and edify one another in the name of Jesus, especially in the marriages, Lord. Give us an ear to hear what our husbands and wives are saying. God, help us, Lord. God, help us, God, to stop putting our own stuff on other people. Those expectations and conditions. God, help us, Lord, to lay all that to the side and to simply trust you. God, trust you with our lives, our relationships, with our homes, with our families. Because you've already laid out a plan for us. You already got it. Laid out, predestined before the foundation of the world. It's already settled. We just have to accept it. God, give us a heart to accept it all. Give us a heart of acceptance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And thank you, Father God, for the comfort, Lord God, to those that are, Father God, dealing with a lost loved one that has left us, Lord God, that has gone on to be with you, Father. I ask that you comfort, Lord God. God, I ask that you comfort that person that can't get out of the house. God, they're stuck. They feel stuck. Father God, give them a way of escape. Father God, make it happen, Lord. God, send a babysitter, Lord. Father God, somebody that cares as much as they do, God, that they can get some rest, that they can get some peace, that they can get some hope, that they can get refreshed and renewed and go back to what they need to do. Father, help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, give them the peace that they need. Encourage them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us not get entrapped and ensnared because of a conversation, because of what somebody said or what somebody is doing, even on our jobs or wherever we may be. God, give us the wisdom, Lord God, the insight, the foresight, God, and help us to remember where you brought us from, God, that we won't be ensnared, that discernment, Father God. Oh, God, that now faith and discernment, knowing, Father God, that you, Father God, will guide us through, because you brought us to it. You're going to bring us through. God, we just ask, Lord. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your help in every area of our life, God. Every, even raising our children. God, remember our grown children. Jesus, God, touch them where they are. God, remove the addictions, remove the ensnares and the entrapments. God, remove the deceptions, Lord God, the manipulations and the hidden things in the heart, the unforgiveness and the resentment, the anger, the bitterness, Father God. Help them, Father God, release all that stuff so they can be free, so they can understand that they have a life that is good, that you've already got some plan, that God, they can have a abundant life. They can have the peace, Jesus. Give them, God, the courage to step out of the old into the new. God, don't let them know that, God, you never said it was going to be easy. But they can do it. All they got to do is trust and believe you. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. See it about your people. Oh, God, help us, Lord. God, we can do nothing without you. You have been so good. And we thank you and we appreciate you, Lord God. Jesus, cover us, Lord. Cover our homes. Cover our families, our children, our neighbors, Lord God, our loved ones. God, see about the fluid in the bodies. Jesus, God, you are our healer. Help us, God, to line up, Lord God, and do what we need to do so you can complete the healing that needs to take place, Lord. It starts with us, Lord. Father, we yield. We honor you. We bow down. We acknowledge you. God, forgive us. Jesus, forgive us. Wash us and cleanse us. God, we appreciate you. And we love you. God, we love you so much. God, you're so good. Jesus, you've been so good. Oh God, you've been so good. There's no one like you. God, consider every prayer. Every prayer placed on the altar, on the wall. Spoken to you, not spoken. The simple whispers or even the thoughts. God, we need you. God, hear. Intervene, step in, and give us the courage to step out of your way. Just get out of your way. Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. And we forever give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.